is it? WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Exploitive and litigious. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I just heard tomorrow's guest, the Easter Bunny.
Oh, fantastic. From Fairfax Station.
Stay tuned for the Easter Bunny on tomorrow's show. It's time for the news.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
With Buzz, let me turn this great music off for a moment because it's news that we heard earlier today that I think bears repeating.
Okay. Germany today appears to be beaten. Hitler out. Swastikas gone.
Modern news.
Nazi propaganda off the air.
Today's headlines.
Yes.
Listen. Concentration camps empty.
Thing of the past.
There are ruins. There are flowers. There's some mighty pretty scenery.
Yeah.
Don't let it fool us.
Right.
It's still enemy country.
That's our lead story.
Yes, it is.
That was my lead.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Timely is today's headline.
Uh-huh. A thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's Porsche.
Oh, Rob?
Yes.
What makes a Nazi?
That's your question for the evening.
He would know.
The best ingredients, Don.
Oh, God.
Stop it.
Sometimes
you just have to say that to him. Yeah, stop it.
The line, sure.
Sorry I was late to the microphone. I got another message from Ross Valerie I was deleting.
He's excited.
Hello, Ross.
Yeah. Hi, Ross.
Ross was unclear. He said, Rob, I'm not in Fairfax Station.
Oh.
I said, so, Ross, just so you're perfectly clear, you're in California.
Give him Joe's number.
God, I gave him to Joe last time. I was hoping Joe would give him his own number.
Well, maybe Joe's trying to give his number to Matt.
Think I'm trying to buy some music. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, here he is with some Tokyo Jokios. Yes. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi there.
The Vatican. Maybe you've heard about this. The Vatican's issued what it calls the Ten Commandments of Driving.
Yeah, hey, listen. As a former Catholic, let me say, I will adhere to these rules of the road.
Yes.
If I can wear a rubber while I'm driving.
I think you're being just totally heavy-handed there, Donnie. I think you're really way out of line. And, you know, it's just more Vatican slamming on the Donna Mike Show. And I'll be honest with you, I'm getting a little frustrated with the entire process. Aspect.
And who are you again?
I'm Pope Ratzenberger. You know me as Pope Benedict. My real name is Ratzenberger from Germany. And I'm not real fond of all those tapes you're playing from the 30s and 40s from Germany, you know?
Really?
Brings back memories, bad memories.
Yeah.
This time we must not have died in vain. This time Germany must not rise again.
Well, then I think I speak for the majority of German citizens when I suggest to that gentleman that he take an enormous, large chill pill. Thank you.
Just as you don't have to be married to counsel married people, you don't have to drive to tell other people how. There are only about 1,000 cars in Vatican City. The speed limits are just under 20 miles an hour, and the city hasn't had an accident in well over a year. And while American Catholics ignore the church's declarations about abortion, women, priests, gays, and other issues, they can now ignore the Vatican's Ten Commandments of Driving.
There's only 1,000 cars, but they are all tricked out.
Yeah.
Dragsters, spinners, the whole deal.
I think there's really no reason that you should put down members of the College of Cardinals for pimping our rides.
You have the pimpiest ride of all.
I certainly do, but I'd like something a little faster. You know, I like fast cars.
Understandable. Well, with no disrespect to God or Moses, here are the Ten Commandments of Driving from the Vatican. Number one, you shall not kill. Number two, the road shall be a means of communion between people and not of moral harm. Number three, courtesy, uprightness, and prudence will help you deal with unforeseen events. Number four, be charitable. Help your neighbor in need, especially accident victims. Number five,
get out of my way. Get the hell out of my way.
That's the wrong spirit you're holding.
Hey, knock it off. Hey, you cut me off. Son of a bitch!
What is that? Oh, Your Holiness.
You cut me off.
There are millions of Germans. Some of these guys must be okay.
Yeah, well, that's me. Thank you. They made me Pope.
Number five, cars shall not be an expression of power and domination.
Take that, butthead. How do you like that? Hey, I ran you into a ditch.
Or an occasion. Car shall also not be an occasion of sin. That's the rest of number five.
That means don't do it in the back seat.
That's all right. That's exactly what it means.
Doesn't everybody just think that this is just a big, gigantic glass of STFU?
It's fun, isn't it?
Really, Vatican, are you kidding me? Antiquated, looking at the world through some sort of backwards Alice in Wonderland kaleidoscope. Now you want to tell me how to drive my car?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you've cinched it. That's right, you've cinched it. The lightning bolt will be coming at you. Oh, I bet you're going to worry when there's a thunderstorm. That's for sure.
Perhaps, but which ones? It isn't the few. The problem is the many. Someday, the German people might be cured of their disease, the super race disease, the world conquest disease.
Why don't you just calm the hell down? For God's sake.
Number six, charitably convince the young and not so young not to drive when they're not fit to do so. Number seven, support the families of accident victims. Number eight, bring guilty motorists and other victims together at the appropriate time so they can undergo forgiveness. Number nine, on the road, protect the more vulnerable party. And number 10, finally the last one, feel responsible toward others.
It's like a bad Letterman top 10 list. Well,
very frustrating, and I'm going to loan my big oversized hat to each and every one of you because you know what I call it?
What?
It's a lightning rod.
But they must prove that they've been cured beyond the shadow of a doubt before they ever again are allowed to take their place among the respectable nation.
I got your cure right here. Right here.
Roger.
Take a look at that, huh?
Right here.
I call that the Ratzenberger.
None of this is written in stone, of course. Maybe it's just a test to see if anybody's listening. By the way, the Vatican also recommends DWP, that's driving while praying. Professional driver on a closed course, actual mileage may vary.
First you get down on your knees, fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head with great respect, and
genuflect.
Summer vacation.
Mm-hmm.
That exciting time when you could jump on an airplane and sit on the tarmac for 7 hours.
Tomorrow's the summer solstice.
Right.
How about that? Mm-hmm. The first full day of summer, which is why on your 7-day forecast, even if it's rainy where you live, you'll see the sunny icon.
It happened again yesterday.
Summer solstice.
That's right. It becomes summer.
Golden filled sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
Splashing down on crowded beaches.
Longest day of the year. It happened again yesterday. People sitting on a tarmac for 7 hours. It happened to 400 people in San Francisco. The passengers boarded the jet just after midnight, and it never left the gate. It was 3 hours before the passengers were told anything.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
The reason the public address system was one of the things on the 747 that wasn't working. Updates and refreshments were few and far between. The passengers' biggest complaint, the airline, in this case Cathay Pacific, didn't seem concerned.
Please, hello, check out the name.
Even airline employees didn't seem to know what was going on. At 7:30 a.m., the flight was canceled and the passengers were allowed to disembark. Could have happened on any airline, though.
Did you say midnight to 7:30 in the morning?
And it will again. Yes, I did, and that's correct.
Oh, my God.
You got to go with a name brand airline, though.
I can do that. You want a name brand? Here's a name brand. A transatlantic flight on Continental. Turned into a nightmare for some Americans returning from Denmark this week. They were told to stay in their seats for 7 hours while the plane was in the air because raw sewage was flowing down the center aisle.
Oh, my God.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Oh, my God.
The plane had made an emergency landing the day before because of the same busted, overflowing toilet.
That didn't happen when I went to Denmark.
No.
I went to Denmark and I scored some great hash.
You smoked all of it before you came back, though.
I tried to bring it back, but I just smoked it all. I had this salad bowl, and I'd fill it with hash, and I'd smoke it. Oh, I was out of my mind.
Hash.
So they had sewage.
Raw sewage down the center aisle, flowing for 7 hours.
They should have cooked it.
For safety and health reasons, they ordered everybody to stay in their seats so they wouldn't traipse around in the sewage.
You know the one good thing about that? You wouldn't have anybody doing that goddamn pet peeve of mine, taking their shoes off on an airplane.
You're right about that, but I think I wouldn't like the trade-off.
Price to pay.
Raw sewage. Because, you know, it's not, when you think of raw sewage, you think of, like, the sewer systems backing up,
right,
or a septic tank backing up, you know, what's kind of gone through the process.
Mm-hmm.
This is just that stuff that goes into the bucket from the people that are on the last flight.
The stuff that's going to become brown ice.
But, yeah, the fresh stuff.
Go through someone's roof.
For your own safety and the safety of others, please remain seated and breathe with your mouth.
God, that's horrible.
Ooh. A new survey shows we hate all the airlines. Granted, we hate JetBlue the least, but still, based on a point system from J.D. Power & Associates, JetBlue got a B-, Continental got a C-. Frontier.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
A lot of C's in this grade card. Frontier, Southwest, and AirTran also got C grades. After that, it's all downhill. 9,500 passengers surveyed. They gave D's to Delta, American, United, U.S. Airways, and Northwest. And by the way, United today is running about 24 hours behind because their computer was down for a couple of hours today, and they're still trying to get it back together. I can't wait to get on a plane on Saturday.
That's why I'm taking the auto train.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz?
Yes?
Come on now.
What?
You are just lowballing that.
What do you mean? What are you saying?
You're excited.
Of course I am.
For your vacation on Saturday?
Of course.
You know how to live life to the fullest.
That's
are you
right.
Are you flying United?
You know, I don't think so. No, it's one of those, you know, it's a direct
flight. He doesn't
flight.
Know his airline again.
So it's a...
I'm sorry, but you never know your airline.
It's one of those... No, it's one of those...
Because I'm saying there's a chance maybe your flight would be canceled and that...
That's true. Well, there's a...
I know you'd hate that.
There's a greater chance of that since it's one of those contracted sub-airlines that's
Yeah, because you got to do the little hopper,
and that's
right?
why I don't know. It's like Bob's airline.
Seinfeld reasons. But there's a chance.
There's always a chance.
You know, really, there is a chance with everything going on lately that you might not make it back to Kansas.
I don't know if I could live with that.
Now, the way that I understand what you've said, I don't want to speak out of school.
What are you reading between the lines?
But what I've heard you speaking outside to others and when you've spoken to myself as well.
Uh-huh. We're bringing all the conversations from out of doors, indoors today.
Nothing is safe.
I think the last 4 or 5 days you've been out there as you...
Whining.
Well, let me paint the picture.
All right, please.
It's a man, a broken man, standing on the step, bent over, leaning over the iron railing, taking what appears to be the last drag on his lifeless cigarette.
Could be.
I turn and I go, "Hey, what's happening, Curly?" And he says, "I got to go to Wichita. Then I got to get in a car and drive to Kansas City.
Right.
And I got to be with my wife and my parents and her parents for 9 days.
I love my parents and I can't wait to see them, but I don't want to be home away from home for 9 days, and that's what my wife has arranged for us this time.
Oh man.
NTLFT. NTLFT?
Yeah, nothing to look forward to.
Nothing to live for.
LIO.
LIO.
Life is over.
yeah, pretty much. Okay, granted she might not.
But Buzz, all kidding aside.
All right.
IHML.
I hate my life.
Bingo.
Good job.
Really? What's your problem? It sounds like a wonderful vacation.
I'm sure it will be fine. Yeah, I always dread these things, and they always turn out fine.
What's all the bitching you're talking about that there's nowhere to go out? There's nowhere to go to eat?
I'm such a baby.
And that you can't drink a lot like you normally do? And
do they have any great joints in Wichita? Like, really? I mean, can't you just get away?
They just opened a Bonefish, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Will you be able to take your dad's pickup truck out for a drive this year?
Oh, no doubt. No, I think he's got a new SUV, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, and he'll let you drive it, right?
I don't know. We'll see.
Dad, can I have the keys? PFD.
Right.
What? Pray for death.
The sweet release thereof.
The sweet release of death.
See, this is some of the buzz that we get outside.
That's
buzz
right.
Less than excited about what most men would consider to be a beautiful vacation.
A dream vacation.
First off, let's stop right here.
All right.
It's just you and your wife.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And it's Kansas.
In Kansas.
In July.
In July.
Mm-hmm.
What's not to like?
Exactly.
What's not to like?
I'm a little concerned about the overcrowding from tourists.
You know, you don't have to worry about, it's flat out there, right?
Very flat around Wichita,
I bet you
yes.
get great mileage from Wichita to Kansas City. That's got to be a great drive.
Yeah, it's pretty smooth. It's just a straight line.
I think your vacation is a severe weather alert.
Look forward to great gas prices out there.
No, they'll
bet
be
they're
fantastic.
Giving
they
it
are,
away.
They are better.
Yeah.
I understand. We'll see. I'll report back. I'll let you know.
Call me, won't you?
I will. Frequently.
Why is it that I get the sense that I'm the only one that's not in on the joke? That so you
he going down that road?
Who's
now?
Kidding?
You know what joke, Don? You know everything about this joke. You can't fool me. You're a fooler.
I don't get this joke. Does Buzz really look forward to this vacation or not,
exactly.
Mike?
Exactly.
In totality.
Sure
I don't
does.
Believe he's ever looked forward to one more.
So I'm being fooled.
Yes.
Yeah, we're
getting tricking
around.
You.
Yeah, just kidding around.
You're nutty like that.
Yeah, isn't it fun?
You're nutty like that.
Well, it's where he wants to go. He goes there every year. It's where he wants to go. You always go where you want to go every year.
Right.
That's right.
Home again.
I love my parents.
Is there anything to do in Wichita that's like really something really neat?
I'm sure there must be. I mean, no,
you
I
grew
actually,
up there.
I did grow up there, and somehow I managed to find things to do that were interesting. I mean, there's an arts community there. There things happen.
Sure there is. Sure there is. What's that, a gang spray painting on the side of a Wendy's?
They do a very nice job.
And don't forget the fabled Wichita Theater District.
Hey, come on.
Hey, I was a part of that scene.
It's about one-on-one time.
That scene.
One-on-one time with your special lady.
That's right. Okay. Lots of time. And lots of time in the car. Lots of time on the plane. It would be great.
On the plane, are your seats together?
Actually, in one or two cases, no.
Wow.
Yeah. How'd you swing that, Daddy-O?
All the other seats were full, Don. I tried my best.
What's your travel time, your total travel time?
Oh, it's just like 2.5 hours.
Oh, it's not bad.
Not bad.
2.5 hours to Wichita. I thought you had to connect.
No, actually, I don't this time. I was afraid with the thunderstorms and the computers going down and stuff. Direct flight, way to go.
It'll seem a lot longer.
Welcome to Wichita, where the current time is 1967.
See, that's the stuff you said.
Sure. I'm just kidding around.
I think you ought to embrace it a little bit more.
I do.
Embrace the experience.
I'm going to be like Kirstie Alley and open some kind of charity center.
Go back to your roots.
Would you like me to call ahead to the mayor and arrange some sort of welcome?
Sure, that'd be great.
Key to the city.
That would be
long overdue, in my opinion.
Got it already.
Long overdue.
You know what's going to kill him the most? His dad still thinks he doesn't smoke. Mm-hmm. I mean, cigarettes.
No, we're past that. No, he knows about that.
Oh, he knows that.
Yeah.
Can you smoke in the house?
No, but then neither does my stepmother. I mean, and I don't smoke in the house, in my house.
But so. You got a nice porch there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
For tobacco? Mm-hmm. Wink, wink.
Nice porch. Very nice.
How long is the drive from Wichita to Kansas City?
About 3 hours.
3 hours. And so then you go see Marcia's mother?
No, we'll let's see. The routine is always like this. For the last 10 years, it's never changed.
There's the enthusiasm.
See how he throws that in there?
Yeah. Not once has it ever changed. Mm-hmm. We fly to Kansas City. We rent a car. We drive the 3 hours to Wichita. We stay with my dad 3.5 days. We drive the 3 hours back to Kansas City. We stay with her mom 3.5 days. We get on the plane and we come home.
But you said it was 9 days.
It is 9 days.
3.5 and 3.5 is 7.
Well, but when you add in the travel days, it comes to a total of 9. We're leaving this Saturday and coming back a week from Sunday. Count
Rob,
them up.
Don't look at me.
It's 9 days.
Please don't look at me like that. Rob looks at me with that quizzical look like he's Inspector Gadget. And I don't know what the hell to say. I'm not grilling him. You want to grill him, you go ahead. Everybody's
been grilling everybody today.
Seems like 7 days to me.
This is definitely the last week before we take a little hiatus because everybody is like questioning everybody.
7 days and 6 hours.
Saturday through Saturday is 8 days.
Okay.
Okay. And then additional Sunday is 9.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, he's right, is 8, and Sunday is 9.
Right.
Okay.
And I'll tell everyone the sweetest part.
What's that?
You don't even
There's a sweet part we've left out?
The sweetest part is that Marcia's vacation runs for all of those 9 days. Normally, Buzz hates the fact that occasionally, if his wife has vacation at the same time as he does, that they don't sync up together.
Yeah, because she works full time also.
Right.
But now they're going to have 9 glorious days together.
Wow.
And then after that, I think the week after that is the 4th of July week.
That's right.
Which
would
be a short work week for her as well.
That's true. Mm-hmm. She'll get some time off then, so we'll have some more time together.
My wife is going away for the first week of vacation.
Yeah, how did you swing that?
I don't know.
With his
arm. Good,
though. With his arm.
With his arm.
That's how he swung it.
Well, it's not. She's going away. I say going away. It's rehab.
And we're not talking about, like, detox rehab.
No.
We're talking about physical rehab.
They say she should really regain most of
it. Call it what it is, physical therapy.
Most of the use of her leg should be back in time for the holiday weekend.
Anyway, Buzz, as the rest of us are enjoying ourselves, we'll be thinking of you.
Thank you. And if you're not, I'll call you.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
I do require a call.
Will. All right. You'll
that would
get
be
it.
Nice.
You'll get at least one. Maybe hourly.
If the line's busy, wait. It's Ross Valerie.
All right. Anyway, you're enough of your happy travel plans.
Uh-huh.
Happy thought.
Yeah, look at the time. It's time for us to take a break.
We got to. I think this has been much more informative than any news story you could have written.
Oh, I don't know. I got some pretty good stuff.
Well, it's news of Buzz's life.
I like hearing what's going inside, you know, between lefty and righty, the ears there. Yeah. I like to know what's going on up in the cranium up there.
Right.
And I think what we've learned is we've got a guy over here doing the news that's blissfully happy.
Couldn't be happier.
Absolutely.
Living a dream, Dave.
Living the dream.
Very good. Enjoy.
Okay. Was that you with the cards?
That was his signal. That was sign language for pause.
No, I'm just playing with my cards.
He's nervously fingering his cards.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever score?
Like with your wife when you go on vacation?
Oh, God, yes.
Do you have a tease for the next story?
There's nothing more romantic than Kansas in the summer.
So,
it rekindles the romance.
No, just to get that part of it, too, because you're at your dad's place
right.
and because you're at her mom's place,
right.
there's, like, no sex either for the 9 days.
Oh, no,
right?
No, that's not necessarily true, because we're staying on different levels, and they're a little older, so they don't hear a lot.
Oh, all right, well, good.
Generationally?
Yeah.
Different levels?
Yes.
Yeah. But no swinging, right?
Right.
No, you gotta hold it down.
None of that.
But you can't do the normal deviant sex that you do.
Yeah, just quietly, perhaps with gags.
Can I recommend something?
Sure, please.
Really, and it has worked for me during times of turmoil.
Yeah.
Just drink more.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I can do that.
Sure.
Go to the duty-free store.
Duty-free. Well, D-O-D-D-Y. D-O-O-D-Y.
I will just end this as I did the last time you had to go to Kansas for a vacation.
All right.
I will bring you some Xanax on Friday.
God bless you, Don Geronimo.
You're my man, Buzz.
You're my man. Thank you.
That's nice of you.
That is darn nice, isn't it?
Don't drink and take
You know, I can bring him some of that, too.
Oh, you got the liquid, too.
I got the cough stuff that
I never
touched.
That's right.
The seal's not broken on it.
All right.
Oh, you want it?
Sure.
You got it. Hydrocodone cough syrup.
Well, that's going to make the flight much better.
And Xanax.
It's going to make the week much
better. Sure, take them both.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Buzz.
Fly happy.
When we come back.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we can talk about your sex life a little more.
Whatever you like.
Okay, now more news with Buzz. We'll come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They believe in God, and he believes in them. Don and Mike.
Get the message, Buzz?
I do.
your good buddy Joe was on the intronet.
Uh-oh.
You're going to love this. This is helpful.
It's usually trouble, but right. Go ahead.
Things to do in Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, excellent.
The Old Cowtown Museum.
Been there.
You've been there. You got to scratch that off the list.
Uh-huh. Covered wagon rides.
Yeah.
Costumed reenactors.
Oh, yeah.
1870s games.
Uh-huh.
Carpentry painting.
That's right.
Blacksmith and roping demonstrations.
It's not easy.
That's an afternoon right there.
Well, a day and a half.
All right. What about the Sedgwick County Zoo?
Now that's a great. I actually am going there to see the new penguins because there's nothing more exciting than Kansas penguins.
Are you really going?
Yeah, I really am.
I bet you are.
I really am going.
They have two chimps and an orang.
Yes. It's actually a very nice zoo.
Orang.
An orang. Oh, and thank you.
Something else?
Jezebel's.
The
premier exotic dance club in Wichita.
There you go.
Also, Michelle's Beach House. Also, Rita's Little Uptown.
There you go.
Also, Flashbacks.
Uh-huh.
Also, America's Pub.
Right.
Also, Club Taboo. And also, The Night Owl.
Do me a favor, just hit print.
You know, Pac-Man Jones should move to Wichita.
Pac-Man.
Oh, man.
All right, let's get back to Pac-Man Burbank. What's up, Adam Elston?
Kind of interesting, actually. Okay, granted, maybe she wouldn't have slept with you if it hadn't been for that third apple teeny, but does that make it rape?
I like rape.
It might soon. In England, it's been proposed that if a woman is drunk enough, she is legally incapable of giving consent.
I like rape.
And sex without consent is, legally speaking, rape.
What about the vagina?
So not only does no mean no, yes. Yes can also mean no.
Oh, dear.
The idea being put before British lawmakers is to crack
down. Hey, shh. Quiet. Thanks. I just really needed to kick the jams out a little bit.
I understand.
That tape sounds better than ever, doesn't it?
That's it.
Can you believe it's not out on CD yet? Now that is a crime.
1980 SoCal champion.
Medium fidelity.
Who do you like better, Buckner or Garcia?
It's a tie, but Buckner was better looking.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
And Rob. Hey, listen, the idea of being put before British lawmakers.
Hey, that was kind of a dig at you.
No, actually, it wasn't. I just thought I ought to be included. I wanted to acknowledge his presence.
I'll see you at Jezebel's.
I believe Jezebel's.
I'll be calling you hourly.
Jezebel's gets the most stars.
gets 5 stars as far as strip clubs go.
Are they all gentlemen's clubs?
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. Six when I get to
And them. I will never, ever call them anything but.
They'll be getting one big star soon. And his name is Buzz.
See, you don't even need your stroke mags now.
Stroke mags. Because I needed them before.
Put a table aside for the big star. He's coming.
The idea being put before British lawmakers is to crack down on date rape.
We're making you laugh.
Yes, you are.
I like rape.
Under the current law, a woman has to be unconscious before she's considered unable to give legal consent. That may be about to change in England, and oftentimes, as things go there, so they go here.
Interesting.
All right, hold on just a moment. On that topic.
Yes.
The topic of rape.
Jeez. Who could we be calling?
I have no idea, but he's the big winner, whoever it is.
Or she.
Beth Ann.
Oh, dear, no. No.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Beth Ann.
Hi, Beth Ann.
Hey,
your name just came up on the show. We just wanted to say hi.
Yeah. Love you.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. What a wild card.
She's my go-to.
That is a great go-to. It's always this time of the show, too.
I like rape.
She sounded powerful busy.
Terrible.
Yeah. Powerful.
Terrible.
Maybe she was driving her mom
terrible.
Somewhere.
Terrible.
Terrible. Hey, Charles.
Hi, Don. That was terrible. She used to work with you. Terrible.
That's the best thing that you ever stole from Frank Caliendo.
I only stole it 2 days ago.
And you've made it your own. It's terrible.
That's what I've done my whole career.
It's terrible, Mike.
It was terrible. Hello, Frank Caliendo. Terrible.
A new study. Indicates
that is a great Charles Barkley.
I stole it from him before he debuted it on his show. That's terrible. That's unethical.
New study says women are naughtier than their reputation and that men are nicer than their reputation. A study of men looking at pictures of nude women shows they look first at the face.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Right.
Wait.
Right.
And when looking at pictures of sex acts, women spend more time looking at the way things intersect than do men.
Yeah,
oh, all right.
Right,
I like this.
Sure.
I believe this.
Researchers.
You mean if you got a naked chick, you go look at her face first?
No. That with the face thing you're right about. But, well, I mean, I'm also, he's saying that when they look at pictures of sex acts, women focus on the way things intersect.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Researchers say it's easy to understand why men look at a woman's face first. Men cannot entirely tell if a woman is in the mood by looking at her body.
I don't know.
Her body doesn't always give away whether she's in the mood. Eyes and face that close the deal.
I've been caught a million times. Right. I always look at a woman's boobs first. Always. I'm always caught.
Uh-huh. And you're not lying. You are telling the truth.
I can't help it.
I have witnessed this.
Big, small.
To a fault.
One way up high and one way down low. It don't matter.
When we meet women, I actually will. If you notice, if we meet an attractive woman, I will always, if I get a chance to meet her first, I will always almost do, it's kind of a half sidestep if we're meeting him together, because I want to get an angle where I can just look at you, because it has cracked me up for our entire 20-year association.
I wish I didn't love breasts so much.
It's so, it is the goddamn funniest thing. If you ever work with a guy that does that, enjoy it as much as I do, because it's so funny. And you think you're being clever about it, and the eyes.
It's the monkey
on
you.
Especially when you get a woman that's known you for a while, like our friend Shondell. You
know? That's a perfect example.
And I make every effort at it, and it's always unspoken.
You can be as sincere. You don't always start there, Don, but you definitely go there quickly.
Well, because she catches my glance as if to say, only look in my eyes, and I look in her eyes, and it's always,
hi, how are you?
But let me just say that I also felt the same way about Robbie Gomez.
Mm-hmm. You do. Absolutely.
Not that Robbie Gomez is not a striking beauty in her own right.
I couldn't agree more.
Finally. Or Joan Latta.
Mm-hmm.
Any of the ladies of WJFK,
amen.
You know, if I've passed you in the hallway, I have looked at your breasts before I looked at your face.
Yeah, it's just what you do.
It's the monkey on your
back. It is what you do.
And especially with Laura.
Mm-hmm.
Not the one that used to work there.
Oh, right.
Yes, right. Yes.
I'm hesitant to say names because they'll delete out the names, but it's the sales executive that had enormous boobs, but one was like 3 inches higher than the other, and one nipple really was at 2 o'clock, and one nipple was at 10 o'clock.
Still looked.
I remember that.
Yep.
Oh, I looked every day.
Every day.
How you doing, Colette?
Hi, baby.
I looked at her, too.
Finally.
Oh, and Tony Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
A few months ago, 54-year-old Douglas Burns of Buckeye, Arizona, bought himself a dog. It's good to have a companion.
Where's he from?
Buckeye, Arizona.
I thought it was
Well, he thought it was Ohio, right, when you said that?
I don't know what. Yeah, because Buckeye is
that's what happened.
All right.
It's good to have a companion, but only if it's consensual. Doug had sex with his dog and took pictures.
Oh,
and then Doug took the photos to Walmart to get them developed. Damn you, low everyday prices. Doug's going to jail for 2 years. Bestiality was legal in Arizona at the time of the crime, so Doug was charged with animal cruelty. The new bestiality law only kicked in about a month ago, so Doug...
And, of course, he turns out to be a gay porn star.
Doug made it just under the wire on that one. But how is Doug supposed to know that Walmart would call the cops? I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry,
No.
Yes.
Peter North.
See you tomorrow with a new episode. See everyone at Jezebel's in Wichita. Good day to you, sir.
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 Ed.
Can I use this moment to say hi to a dear friend of mine?
Sure.
Hi, Belcher.
See you tomorrow.
This is the Don and Mike Show.